بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسترين التراوي صلاة the second half of the third surah was read together with the first three quarter of the fourth para. Yesterday we ended off Surah Baqarah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has praised these two surahs together, and these two surahs have a great link. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has called these two surahs Zahrawain. That is, these two surahs are the bright and radiant surahs. That is, the one who has recited these surahs in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with a special nur, radiance and brilliance on the day of Qiyamah. Among the connections and the way these two surahs are related, number one, in Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Adam alayhi salam, who was born, who was created without the medium of a mother and a father. And in this surah, Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Isa alayhi salam, who was born without the agency of a father. In Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the Yahud. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the Nasara. One side, Allah ta'ala refuted those that were ghayr al-maghdubi alayhim. And in this surah, Allah ta'ala has refuted those that were wala-dhalin. Surah Baqarah ended with a dua, رَبَّنَا لَا تُعَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا. Similarly, Surah Ali Imran also ends with a dua, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. In the beginning of Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the muttaqeen and those that will be muflih, those that will be successful. Similarly, at the end of Surah Ali Imran, Allah ta'ala also speaks about the muttaqeen and those that will be successful. لَكِنِ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا and وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. In Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about birr, لَيْسَ الْبِرْرِ. And Allah ta'ala emphasized infaq fi sabilillah, spending in the path of Allah. Similarly, in Surah Ali Imran, Allah ta'ala spoke about that also. لَنْ تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. In Surah Baqarah, Allah ta'ala spoke about a small army defeating a larger army. كَمْ مِنْ فِيَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِيَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Similarly, in Surah Ali Imran, Allah ta'ala spoke about Badr, the Battle of Badr, where the small army of Muslims, who were also 313, defeated a larger army of the Kuffar. The Shani Nuzul, the background of the Surah is that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in Medina Munawwara and the news had spread regarding the Risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So in Yemen, there was a place called Najran. And Najran at that time was the markaz of Nasara, was the markaz of the Jews. So at that time, a delegation was sent from Yemen to Medina Munawwara, consisting of 60 Christians. And among these 60 Christians, there were three who were very intelligent among these Christians, and they were very, very influential as well. The first one, who was the Amir of this group, his name was Abdul Masih. The second one, his name was Ayham. And the third, his name was Abu Haritha bin Alqama. So when they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had not come with the intention to learn the truth, but they had come for bahas. They had come to argue with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first argument they placed to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was that Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam, they believed that they claimed that he was God and that he was the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first argument they presented for this was that Uhyi al-Mawta, that Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam would give life to the dead. Number two, Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam would cure the leper and the one that is blind. Number three, Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam had news of the unseen. وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ. And whenever Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam, he could make a form of a bird. And when he would command, and he had the power to bring life into that bird. Thereafter, this was the first set of arguments they put forward. The second, they mentioned that in the Quran also Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in many places, فَعَلْنَا أَمَرْنَا خَلَقْنَا فَضَيْنَا, that we have did this, we have commanded. And he mentioned that this word fa'alna is jama, it's a plural. And the minimum of jama is three. So over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about Trinity. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and told him that don't you see that a son who is born, he resembles and has very, very many similar features to the father. They said, yes, most definitely. Second thing, Nabi alayhi sallam told them that don't you know that our Rabb is Hayyul Qayyum. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he is somebody who will face death. They said, definitely. Nabi alayhi salam told them, don't you know that Allah ta'ala is qayyimun ala kulli shay. Allah Ta'ala has full control over everything. Allah Ta'ala sustains it. Allah Ta'ala takes care of it. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam has no control over any of these matters. The Christians declared, yes, most definitely. Nabi alayhi salam told them, don't you know Allah Ta'ala is such, لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء, that nothing is hidden from Allah, whether it be on earth or on the sky. They replied, yes, most definitely. And Nabi alayhi salam told them, don't you know that Isa alayhi salam صور في الرحم, that Allah Ta'ala had created him and Allah Ta'ala had given him birth like a normal child. And our Allah, he does not eat, he does not drink. Whereas Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he would eat and he would drink. And just like how any normal child is conceived and the mother gives birth to it, the mother breastfeeds it. And don't you say that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was also born in this manner, when he was conceived, he was given birth to like any normal woman. His mother breastfed him. And then they replied, yes, this is most definitely true. Nabi alayhi salam told him, when you accept all this, then how can you say that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the son of Allah? So despite knowing all this, they were very arrogant and they still refused. When they refused, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came in the defense of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in Surah Al-Imran was revealed, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. In the beginning of Surah Baqarah, Allah ta'ala, after Alif Lam Mim, Allah ta'ala brought Zalika al-Kitab la rayba fi. Because the Jews, they rejected the Kitab Quran Sharif. And over here, Allah, the people, who the Christians who rejected and they claimed divinity to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore, immediately after Alif Lam Mim, Allah ta'ala negated this totally. That Allah, there is no other deity besides Him, and He is ever-living. Then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke that now, answering them, Allah ta'ala answered the question in different places of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَىٰ عِنَّ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمِ, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is like Adam alayhi salam. So if you say that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam has to be God, yes, because he was born without the agency of his father, then Adam alayhi salatu wasalam has a greater right to be claimed God, because Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was born without the agency of a mother and a father. Then Allah Ta'ala answered them further on, that هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. And then there are two types of verses, there are two types of commands that come in the Quran. One is those that are muhkamat, those that are very, very clear. And then there are those that are mutashabihat. Abu Mansur Maturidi rahimahullah says that the muhkamat are those that where a person can understand it with his aql. And the mutashabihat are those where a person to understand it, he will need the naql. In other words, he will have to look at the other verses of Quran that are clear. Or you will have to look at the hadith in order to understand its meaning. So one is those mutashabihat, where a person will cannot understand it only besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those are like the huruf al-muqatta'at, alif lam mim sad. And the second type of mutashabihat, those which Allah ta'ala has left it unclear. But the clarity of it is found in other verses of the Quran. So when it comes to regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the argument they place forward is Allah ta'ala says, خَلَقْنَا أَمَرْنَا قَضَيْنَا. So for that, it comes from Mujmal, it's unclear. You will have to look at the other verses of the Quran in order to understand and to get it, to get a clear meaning. So with regards to that, there is a clear, it's very mentioned very clearly, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only one. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ, اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومُ. Similarly, there are other verses also, الرَّحْمَنُ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ اسْتَوَىٰ. There are some who take it in the actual meaning. But then when you look at the other verses, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, that there is nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then from this it becomes clear. Then Allah ta'ala says, there are those that when they will look into the Quran, because they have a disease in their heart, so these mutashabih verses that are there, they will use it in an illegitimate manner in order, ابْتِغَاء الْفِتْنَةِ, in order to suit their agenda. And these mutashabihat are such that وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that no one knows the meaning besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, as the Shaykh Muhammad As-Sattab rahimahullah has mentioned, that among the nine prescriptions that will give a person death on iman, among them he says that one should recite this dua, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِكْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدْ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً, in order for us to be saved from this disease and the sickness which is in the heart. Thereafter, the next ruku, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَنْ تُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا, that the kuffar, their wealth, their children will not help them in the least. Now what is the link? What link is that when these Christians were coming to debate with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so what happened was, one of their leaders, he had fallen down. And when he had fallen down, Al-Haritha bin Alqama, he had fallen down. So his brother, Qurs bin Alqama, he cursed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Harith bin Alqama said that, you know who you are cursing? You are cursing a person who is Rajulam bin al-Mursaleen. And he is the one who bashara bihi Isa. He is the one who Isa alayhi salatu wasalam has told us about him. وَإِنَّهُ لَفِي التَّوْرَاةِ. He is mentioned in the Torah. وَإِنَّ وَاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ النَّبِيُّ الَّذِي نَنْتَظِرُهُ. And by the custom of Allah, he is that very same Nabi who we are waiting for. So Qurs bin Alqama, his brother, said that now when you know that he is the very same messenger, he is on haq, then why is it that we are going to debate with him? So he replied by saying that إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ أَعْطُونَ أَمْوَالًا كَثِيرًا. That they are saying the kings are giving us a lot of wealth and a lot of perks. And if you have to follow him, you will be deprived of all this. So on that case, Qurs bin Alqama, he left the work and he went forward, he hastened his conveyance. And he went to Madinah Munawwara and he accepted Islam and he never take part in this conversation again with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is refuting them and saying that those that don't want to accept Islam, لَن تُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ. All these things will never help them. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and saying that don't you fall into the fitna of wealth, into the fitna of dunya. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ بِحُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. That all these things are such that they have been beautified. Outwardly, they have been beautified for men. Women have been beautified. Wealth, gold, silver, and a person's cattle and his farm. After mentioning all these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that all these things of dunya, ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They are the insignificant things of dunya. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has something much more better in store. Allah thereafter says that, O Nabi of Allah, tell them, should I tell you something which is much better than all these things of dunya? So Allah ta'ala says, لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. For those who will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has given them gardens, jannatun tajri min tahti al-anhar. When Allah ta'ala mentioned jannatun tajri min tahti al-anhar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in muqabla of everything else which is mentioned above from the things which were beautified besides nisa. Thereafter Allah ta'ala mentioned وَأَزْوَاجٌ mutahhara, that on the day of Qiyamah you will be having pure wives. Such wives which Quran does not get tired of mentioning them. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned these pure wives in many places of the Quran. لَمْ يَسْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءً فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبَكَارًا عُرُبًا أَتْرَابًا لِأَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ وَحُورُ الْعِينِ كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونِ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah Ta'ala mentions وَأَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ, that these are such wives I will give you who are totally pure. Not like the women of this world who have their menses and who are filled with dirt. And must I tell you something which is even better than this? وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. You will get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who are those that will receive all this? Those that turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they make dua. Oh Allah, we have believed. Forgive us for our sins and save us from the fire of Jahannam. And for a person to become from the muttaqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned a few qualities. The first quality to get the sifat of taqwa is as-sabirin. A person has to have the quality of sabr, and a person has to be truthful, obedient to Allah, spending his life in the path of Allah, wal-mustaghfirin bil-ashar, and they should ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of sahri. It is mentioned regarding Mawlana Fateen Ahmad Madani rahimahullah, that when he would, at the time of sahri, he would take his tasbih, and he would make istighfar, and he would cry so much that when people would look at him, they would even feel pity for him. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala negates the ideology of the Christians, and Allah Ta'ala says, Shahid Allah, that Allah Ta'ala has bore witness, أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is only one. Allah Ta'ala has no son, Allah Ta'ala has no daughters. And not only Allah, the Malaika as well, and the people of knowledge as well, قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْطِ. Over here, Mu'ajjiz rahmatullahi mentions standing with justice. That means the belief which the Christians have that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he died on the cross, he died as a compensation for the sins of everyone. So over here, he's mentioning that the demands of Allah Ta'ala's justice is that every person will be taken accountable for his own actions. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The only deen which is accepted in the court of Allah is the deen of Islam. Then I want to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on the occasion of Khandaq, when Nabi alayhi salam was digging the trench, and there was this one stone which is very difficult, the Sahaba called Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salam stroked the stone first time, second time, and third time. And each time Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, each time Medina Munawwara became radiant with Noor, and Nabi alayhi salam said that I see the palaces of this kind of the Rome, Persia being opened before you. So when the Munafiqeen and the Kuffar heard this, so they begin mocking Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. See what he's saying. He's saying that the Nabi alayhi salam and the Sahaba, who are now at the moment downtrodden, that you cannot even, that to save yourself against the Kuffar, you're building a trench, and you're looking at getting the palaces of Rome and Kisra, etc. So on that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed as the قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives kingdom to whom He wishes, and He takes away kingdom from whom He wishes. Allah gives the respect to whom He wishes. Allah ta'ala disgraces who He wishes. Allah ta'ala has control over everything. Allah ta'ala brings the night into day and the day into night. Allah ta'ala gives life to the dead, and Allah ta'ala brings the dead back to life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains whoever He wishes. Whoever he wishes, without any reckoning. Now, after reminding the Sahaba radiallahu anhum of the honor which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to Islam, Allah ta'ala mentioned that if there is anything that will bring a downfall to Islam, then that is لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء. Do not take the kuffar, do not take the non-believers as friends. If you have to look into the history of Islam, that whenever there was a degeneration, whenever the Muslims fell, whenever the Khilafat fell, if you have to look at the root cause, it was because of the Muslims befriending the Kuffar. The Kuffar would say, the Jews and Christians would say, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاهُ. That we are the beloved of Allah, we are the sons of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the refutation of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you claim that you love Allah, then follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you, and Allah ta'ala will forgive your sin. Then there is also one group who believe that we are from Ahlul Qur'an. We only believe in the Qur'an, we do not accept the hadith. In this verse, there is a clear refutation for such a group, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly mentioned, أَطِيعُ اللَّهُ وَالرَّسُولُ. And whoever will turn away from this, and verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah ta'ala will not love such a nation. Muna Abu al-Haqtab rahmatullah, he says, that the sunnah ka tariqa, afzal tariqa, ajmal tariqa, akmal tariqa, aqrab tariqa. That the way of the sunnah is the most easiest way of doing things. It is the most beautiful way of doing things. It is the most complete way. And it is the way which will bring a person the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. After mentioning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the most beloved of Allah, Allah ta'ala is now mentioning other servants of Allah who are also beloved. And Allah ta'ala says, Allah ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ صَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحَ وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah ta'ala mentioned this verse, his beloved, is very, very concisely. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes into detail. And Allah ta'ala mentioned the story of the wife of Imran. And who was the wife of Imran? Her name is not mentioned, but her name was Hannah. That when she had conceived, she had become very happy. And she made a vow with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, the baby that is in my stomach, I will make him free. She thought that now my child that will come out will be a son, and I will dedicate this child in the khidmat of Baytul Muqaddas. But when she had given birth, called Rabbi inni wada'tuha unta, she complained that, oh Allah, this is a female. Allahu a'lamu bima wada'at. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter says that whether it's a male or whether it's a female, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complete wisdom and full knowledge of why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a female. فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted her and given her an exception of upbringing. She said, Maryam alayhi salam was born and she stayed with her mother for a few years. But when her mother had become very old, her mother had left her in the care of Zakariya alayhi salam. Now Zakariya alayhi salam, he was the uncle of Maryam. That means that Zakariya alayhi salam was married to the sister of Hannah. So in this way he becomes the maternal uncle of Maryam alayhi salam. But now when she was in the care of Zakariya alayhi salam, Zakariya alayhi salam had made a separate room for her where she would stay. Whenever Zakariya alayhi salam would go to her, he came to know that this woman is a very special bondsoul of Allah. That whenever he would go to her, he would find that she would have fruits which are off season. At that time when Zakariya alayhi salam saw this, that now the fruits that are not present anywhere and she is being given fruits which are off season, something which is impossible. هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَا رَبَّا. At that time, Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah. That, oh Allah, I am old. It's mentioned Zakariya alayhi salam was 120 years old and his wife was 98 years old. They had no children. But when Zakariya alayhi salam saw the qudrat of Allah, he said, if Allah ta'ala can give these fruits which are off season to her, and although I am not worthy of having a child, Allah has the full power of giving me a child. And he made dua, رَبِّ هَبْلِ مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَةٌ طَيِّبًا. Oh Allah, grant me a pure, pious child. After making the dua, one day Zakariya alayhi salam was standing in his mihrab, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam with glad tidings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be giving you a child, his name will be Yahya, and he will be بِكَلِمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ. You know, Yahya alayhi salam, he was kalimatullah. Isa alayhi salam, he was also kalimatullah. What's the difference? Yahya alayhi salam, he is kalimatullah in this way that he will testify to the nubuwwat of Isa alayhi salam. And Isa alayhi salam, he is kalimatullah in this way that he was born with the kalima al-kul, that he was born after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded, and Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, Maryam, she had conceived. Wa sayyida, and he will be a leader. Wa hasura. Now in the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam, he made dua zurriyatan tayyiba. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him that we have made him such that he will not have any wrong inclinations towards women, and he will be a nabi from the pious people. So in happiness, not out of objection, in happiness he said, oh Allah, how can I have a child? Whereas I have reached a very, very old age. As I mentioned, he was 120 years old. وَمْرَأَةِ عَقِرٍ. His wife was 98 years old and she had already become barren. So at that time, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, كَذَلِكَ اللَّهُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. This is Allah. That Allah Ta'ala does what means, Allah Ta'ala does without means, and Allah Ta'ala does against means as well. So he said, Zakariya alayhi salam told Jibreel alayhi salam, give me a sign to know that my wife has conceived. So Jibreel alayhi salam replied and said that your sign will be that once your wife has conceived, you won't be able to speak for 3 days. Now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ كَثِيرًا. Now make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Just like how when it comes to إِذَا جَاءَ Nabi alayhi salam told Nabi alayhi salam that now you got the help of Allah and now there are people flocking into Islam. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Similarly over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Zakariya alayhi salam that now when Allah has blessed you in this manner, you also remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter he goes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran speaks about the incident of Maryam alayhi salam. The malaika told Maryam alayhi salam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ. Allah has chosen you. وَطَهْرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ. Istafaki is mentioned 2 times over here. Istafaki means Allah has chosen you. So the first istafaki means Allah has chosen you to manifest a miracle of His. وَطَهْرَكِ. Allah has purified you means Allah has purified you from all sorts of dirt, which is hayz, nifaq, menses, etc. And the third is the second istafaki means that Allah Ta'ala has chosen you for the khidmat, and Allah Ta'ala has given you this preference which Allah Ta'ala has not given anyone else. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jibreel alayhi salam comes up to her also and gives us that tidings that Allah Ta'ala will give you a child, بِكَلِمَةٍ. His name will be Masih, Isa ibn Maryam, and he will be honored in this world, and he will be from the close servants of Allah. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention honor? Because she thought that now, since no man has touched me and I'm getting a child in this manner, I will be disgraced. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is consoling her that no wajihan fi dunya wal akhirah, that he will be a man of honor and he will be from our close servants. And not only that, wa yukallimu an-nas, he will speak to people in his infanthood. Thereafter she also retired and said that how can I have a child, whereas Allah, no man has also touched me. And she also replied that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does as he wishes. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes and speaks about Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that the miracles and the difference in things which Isa alayhi salatu wasalam would do, أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُم مِّنَ الطِّينِ, that he would make a form of a bird using sand, and thereafter when he would blow on it, it would become a bird, that bird would get life. And Allah ta'ala blessed him that he would cure the leper and the blind, he would give life to the deaf with the permission of Allah. And he could tell people regarding what they are eating and what they have stored in their houses. And all this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned bi-iznillah, that all this happened not because of any form of divinity, but rather it was all with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then as Isa alayhi salam became a Nabi, now there were some people, the Jews, that opposed Isa alayhi salam. So Isa alayhi salam asked that, who will be my helper? So the Hawariyun said, we will be your helper. Now the word Hawari, it means Zobi, those that clean, those that wash clothes. Now how does, and Hawariyun normally means those that, the helpers of Isa alayhi salam. So in the beginning, when Isa alayhi salam started his work of Dawah, so he went to two people who were Zobis, they were washing their clothes. So when they were washing their clothes, Isa alayhi salam told them that, you know, you wash your clothes, let me teach you of something that will wash your heart. And in this manner, since they were the first two people, now this name Hawariyun was used for all the people of all the followers of Isa alayhi salam. Mu'idid Khandali rahmatullahi mentions three nuktas over here. He mentioned that now, thereafter, when Isa alayhi salam had a lot of opposition, Allah Ta'ala raised him up, Allah Ta'ala gave him consolation, nothing will happen to you. So he mentioned one nukta is that Isa alayhi salam, when he was born, Jibreel alayhi salam blew on Maryam alayhi salam. And he was blown by an angel. So although Isa alayhi salam is a human haqiqatan, but jinsan he is from the malaika. So that is why when Allah Ta'ala raised him and placed him with the malaika, because he is from the jinns of malaika. Then second nukta is mentioned that just like how Isa alayhi salam resembles Adam alayhi salam, in this manner that both were created, both were born in a unique manner. So like how Adam alayhi salam came down and he made hubut, so in a similar manner, Isa alayhi salam will also resemble Adam alayhi salam, and he will make hubut, meaning he will come from the sky and he will come down. The third is mentioned that in 16 Father Allah Ta'ala mentioned that when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا, he came in a form of a perfect human. So when he came in a form of a perfect human, Nabi sallallahu, there is no human that is perfect, none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's mentioned that when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came, he came in the form of Nabi alayhi salam. When he came in the form of Nabi alayhi salam and he blew, so as though Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the Ruhani son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So when the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam would be going through a lot of problems, trials and tribulations, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come down and he will kill Dajjal. Like just like how when any son sees that his father has a lot of enemies, so what the son will do, he will try and avoid, he will kill those enemies. Similarly over here, Isa alayhi salam, who is the Ruhani son of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he will come and he will kill Dajjal. So this is one nukta. Some Ahlul Ilm have accepted it and some have not accepted it. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Mubahala. That after those Christians came, Nabi alayhi salam told them, okay fine, let's engage in Mubahala. That is, we will call our wives, we will call our children, and thereafter we will invoke the curses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whoever is on batil. Thereafter, one of the leaders replied and said, there is no Nabi whom Mubahala was done with except that he was destroyed. So they refused and they turned away. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if, whenever you have to debate, whenever you have to have any discussion with any Christians or anyone, then what you should do is discuss common ground. تَعَالَوْ إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ. When it comes to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, throughout the Bible, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned. And the verse of Trinity which comes in the Bible, it is such a verse which even there is suspicion whether it was brought along afterwards or whether it was there from before. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Jews, they claim that Isa, that Ibrahim alayhi salam was a Jew. And the Christians say that Ibrahim alayhi salam was a Christian. So Allah Ta'ala refuses and says, no, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمِ يَهُودِيًا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًا. Ibrahim a.s. was not a Jew, neither a Christian, but rather Hanifa Muslima. He was a Muwahid and he was a Muslim, and he was not from the Mushrikeen. And who are those that are really close to Ibrahim a.s.? It is those that follow him, and those that follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then such was the love and honor which Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah Ta'ala has taken a covenant, a pact with every Nabi, that if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to come in your time, لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ, then you will leave your prophethood and you will bring iman to Nabi alayhi wa sallam. Not only will you bring iman on him, rather you will also make his usrah. And who, this is the part of Islam. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغْ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا, whoever will take any other part, it will never be accepted. Then Allah Ta'ala says, on the day of Qiyamah, anyone who never brings us iman, Islam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then even though on the day of Qiyamah, he will come with whole loads, he will of gold and silver, it will never be accepted from him. Then Allah Ta'ala tells us, that now since Allah Ta'ala is speaking about Qiyamah, one of the things which will help you on the day of Qiyamah, which will be a shadow, which will save you from the heat on the day of Qiyamah, it is sadaqah. So Allah Ta'ala says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرْ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا بِمَا تُحِبُّونَ, that you will never attain piety until you spend from those things which you love. And whatever you spend, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has full knowledge of it. And one incident is mentioned where sadaqah is such a powerful weapon for a believer, that any person who uses it, it's wards of calamities from a person. There was a woman who was staying alone with her son. So when she was staying alone with her son, one day her son had to go for a business trip. When the son went for the business trip, it happened such that in the caravan, they stopped somewhere to fulfill their needs. And as they carried on, it happened such that the son, he got lost in a jungle. It was only him and his donkey who were lost in the jungle. So as they were lost in the jungle, and he never know where the caravan is, now they saw a lion. And the lion was coming to pounce on this person. It was coming with full force. The donkey saw the lion and the donkey ran away. And he was left all alone to face this lion. So as the lion came close, it pounced on him, it jumped on him. But luckily nothing happened to his body because the claws of the lion got stuck in this person's kurta. He says, the lion then took me down, and the lion took me down. It was ready to devour me, and I was reading my kalima, and I was ready to leave this world. Thereafter, after some time, I saw one white person, tall person, he came, and he grabbed this lion with one hand, and he threw it aside. So as he threw it aside, he said, get away, O dog, a morsel for a morsel. Get away, O dog, a morsel for a morsel. Now the son, afterwards, he found the caravan, and he came back home safely. The mother said, I was very worried, where were you? So he explained that what had happened was, I was lost in a jungle, and then this happened to me. But throughout the journey, one thing I cannot understand is, that person who came to save me, he said that, get away, O dog, a morsel for a morsel. I don't understand what this means, a morsel for a morsel. So the mother said, you know what, tell me the exact time that this happened. So when they were both comparing the time, the mother said, oh my son, you know what happened? At that very time, I was very worried, I sat down to eat. As I sat down to eat, and I took out one morsel from the bread which I had in front of me, a beggar knocked on the door. When the beggar knocked on the door, he asked me for something to eat, I gave him everything, including that morsel which I was about to eat. So afterwards they came to know that when she sacrificed that morsel of food for that beggar, Allah Ta'ala saved her son from becoming a morsel of food for the lion. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes and speaks about the battle of Badr, where Allah Ta'ala says that when the Sahaba, they practiced on sabr and taqwa, Allah Ta'ala had given them victory. On the other side, when they had not made sabr and taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them a slight defeat in the battle of Uhud. Thereafter the last ruku of Surah Ali Imran is mentioned when the last ruku was mentioned, came down. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam became very ecstatic, very emotional, and he began crying. And then when Bilal radiallahu anhu came in the morning to call Nabi alayhi salam for Fajr namaz, he found him in this condition. He asked Nabi alayhi salam, what happened? So Nabi alayhi salam replied, why must I not get emotional, why must I not get happy and cry when these verses have come down? They mentioned regarding the last ruku of Surah Ali Imran, whoever will recite it at night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of as though he spent the entire night in ibadah. The last ruku of Surah Ali Imran also, whenever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would wake up from his sleep, then he would first recite this last ruku of Surah Ali Imran.